Blog Talk Radio.
Seconds of this song. I love the way they build the arrangement up and put the drama out there. And it's part of, well, it's indicative of some of the things we're going to reflect on tonight. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to the Music Therapy Mind streaming Soul True Radio on the Raw. I'm Lewis McAlison. I'm DJ Honeycomb from Total Music Conference LTD. And as always, it is great to have you in the house. As the rocket's red glare firing in the background. Soul Tree Radio on the Raw, proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassins of the Black Athlete Sports Network. You know, all the good shit. The who, what, when, where, why, and how, right now at www.BASNNewsroom.com, all one phrase.com. Shout out to the members of the Brother Man Network, wherever they may be. Shout out to my Soul Patrols too. I see my sister Eileen is out there. Hi, Rainey. And my brother Will, Sheer Will, artist extraordinaire, Van Art, one of my longtime friends out there. Thank you all for supporting and listening. We do our thing here in the Big Big Tournament. We'll carry on. You'll hear from my partner, DJ Gray, later on today. But tonight, it's about getting back to tournament business. We got 1,569 shows in the bank. And the next bunch of them are going to be devoted to the tourney. Now, we started this again last year. We're in the first round, and we are just getting into the Midwest region. So, Chi-Town, I'm going to hear from you in a big way tonight. We started this where the participating artists have roughly 15 minutes to put together a little mini set. It may go longer or shorter depending, but they have to do at least three songs. We have some interesting matchups tonight as the numbers 1 and 2 will go at it. The Mighty Mighty Dells of Chicago, of whom the movie The Five Heartbeats was based on, in addition to a lot of the sexy soul groups that we all know and love. We're in the mix. They will go up against Kool and the Gang. Now, Kool and the Gang is an interesting matchup because we're not, I repeat, not talking about the solo stuff post, say, 69 that JT Taylor was singing lead on. You know, all that's good and stuff. But in all honesty, it's inferior product. The Kool and the Gang that we all know and love, the instrumental, superior R&B, jazz, funk stuff, that's the Kool and the Gang that we reflect with. What we're talking, though, about tonight, we're talking about the instrumental contributions they added to soul. You know, they can say it with silence better than most because they were superior musicians. You know, Kool's father, they played with Coltrane and others, and you hear a lot of jazz influence in their stuff. You know, one time they had called themselves the Jazziacs, and, you know, we know why. But what we loved more than anything else was how they were able to generate signature riffs when they had dance music. But now we are specifically talking about what we would consider their love songs and ballads, which really weren't a lot before JT came up. And when JT did come up, you know, some of the songs were all right, like Too Hot and Joanne and all that stuff. But, you know, when you've had Philly Mignon and then you get Hamburger, you're like, wait a minute. And if Kool and the Gang were known for JT Taylor stuff and nobody knew about the other stuff, we'd say they were okay as a band, just okay. You know, they would not be the superior group of musicians that they are. Born in Jersey City, these cats were laying out stuff that a lot of bands were trying to copy. We're going to hear from them in a different way tonight. The Dells, y'all know about, like I said, five of these bad boys, one of them, John Carter, a member of the Hall of Fame twice because he was also a member of the Flamingos as well, you know. And, well, when we talk about an aria, and for just for argument's sake, an aria is basically a solo. The performer is singing and doing a solo with zero or little accompaniment, say, from the music. But just like in that beginning music by Butterscotch, something has to change. The drama, the passion, all of that comes to a crescendo and then usually leads to tragedy, sadness, or something that generates a melancholy response. And you're left wondering, what's next, as if the page will turn. Now, we're going to turn the page tonight with these gentlemen, and if I shut up quick enough, we might be able to get another set in. So, again, the groups have 15 minutes. You'll hear at least three songs. And I believe first up, who are first up? I would be calling the gangs for stuff. All right? So, kick back and relax. If you're going to vote, remember, str.itr.mli@outlook.com. Again, sultryradio.intheraw.michaellewisingram.outlook.com. All right? And my man Gary Norris Gray will be on, as he was doing Deviltry during his time on the air. And we will come together after our break and break down where the voting is thus far and who's doing what to whom. Having said that, kick back, relax. Let's turn the grid.
You don't have to change. I must remind you that in part two of our matchups, New York's own Persuaders will go up against those billionaire Shylocks. That's coming up. Again, the Persuaders up against the Shylocks in part two of this first session.
Take a deep breath. Open your heart.
Open your heart.
And whisper.
I love you.
Tell me you love me.
You love me.
You love me.
You love me.
You love me. Gonna be alright. Tell me you love me. Ooh, you love me.
You love me.
Without.
So right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is star time. And we would like to bring to you the stars of our show, all the way from the Windy City. The fabulous, the insurmountable, the incomparable, the mighty, mighty Dell. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give them a great round of applause.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we're mighty glad to be here today. And although we're the stars of the show, we know the day and all day. Because behind every star, and behind every great man, there is a woman. And I want to tell you out there that if you are a man, you've got a woman. And I think you should take a little time out to salute that woman and give that woman a great big round of applause.
World, I cry out loud. love you. Honey, I love you. I really love you.
where we met. How the bright sun shone. Then love died. Now the rainbow.
Yeah. happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying, she'll be back, but today, again I've lied.
Back for loving me. remember, oh yeah, the time of springtime. There were birds, music everywhere.
Dreamed of. Oh, the coldest day of my life. Thought there was no other, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no.
The coldest day of my life. I had to run for cover, yeah, yeah.
You know she's gonna give you some. Just get up. Stop banging. Good Lord. You know? Oh, Lord. You know, what you gonna do about it, G? You know what I'm saying? It's like,
That song was the most dramatic song I've ever heard. Think about it.
Yeah, they were reaching for drama, no joke. coming out of the mind stream here at the Big Bag Tournament, myself and DJ Gray here. And, you know, what can we tell you? The Shy Lights did that. And if there were any group that looked forward to begging with a smile on their face, it had to be the Shy Lights. They just knew. They just knew if they started pleading, they was gonna get something. Oh, girl, you know, like, oh, I feel so sorry for him. Here, have some poontang. No, stop. Yeah, just stop. Oh Lord. Anyway,
hey, if I could sing, I'd be dangerous. Yeah, be dangerous, man. I can sing.
I know what you're saying. That's right. And like Richard Pryor, you had to sing to get some. Yes, indeedy. Yes, I could sing a little. But what we heard was a microcosm of New York and Chicago radio. Now, I can't fathom what Chicago radio was like because I could only get it every now and then after midnight when Jocko went off and the radio drifted as far as the station was concerned. But, you know, we talk all the time about how New York radio really was a closed market. You know, the Persuaders, Thin Line Between Love and Hate, that's a New York group. But, you know, you wouldn't know it for what little exposure they got. Now, they did get played on WABC and a couple of the other local stations, but
only because
of sales. They crossed over. It wasn't like they were a New York group, and they said, hey, let's play these guys. They're local boys. Now, the Young Rascals, the Lovin' Spoonful, no, those were New York area groups. They got played all the time. And the Young Rascals were worth it. I like them, and I like John Sebastian. But, you know, the main ingredient, Black Ivory, the Persuaders, Cameo, Mandrill, when they were the Wilson Brothers, they're all New York groups. And they didn't get the same kind of love. So you already know how messed up the New York market was. And actually, I grew up with Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. My brothers and sisters went to the same junior high school. And they were all making it and the whole tragedy behind how Morris Levy from Roulette Records fucked them over with Why Do Fools Fall in Love. That's a two-hour drink of a story by itself. But anyway, what's on your mind, G, as we continue to turn?
Today is a determined summertime. What
yep.
I mean is all the summer songs I can think of, you know, and Summer Madness and Summertime by
Will Smith.
I remember going to the park, putting the radio on, go play what you want to do, and like, you know, that part of America is gone.
I agree.
It's gone.
As I'm listening to what sounds like Apocalypse Now in the background, the fireworks are going on big time. I'm nowhere near the river, and I can't see the barge from where I am. But it seems like the little rascals that are doing their best to replicate war situations are throwing the M80s in graves and firecrackers to their heart's content. Having said that.
We can't do that out here because you do that out here,
you got a fire going. Yeah, no kidding. I was thinking about that.
Michael, last night before I went to bed, a needle moon riding crazy out here. It's dry as a bone. You throw back. What, you crazy?
I know. It's one of those too hot to do anything nights, and some folks don't know what the hell to do with their time. I'm going to also say happy Canada Day,
to all my
Canadian family and friends, to my daughters, Nikki and Leah, and the kids next door, my grandchildren, all that good stuff, my colleagues in D.C. and B.C., David Love Jones, Jonah Howard, Don Chow, Clance, Louis Machuca, everybody out there who's trying to make Vancouver a cooler place. We like that. But it ain't cooler here in terms of weather. It is still hot, and my behind is still sticking because you're sitting in one spot too long. But we will do what we can do, yes, in trying to make this better. In terms of the begging, it seems like in the East, the Delphonics have secured their spot. And there's a lot more stuff to go. The Isleys didn't waste any time. G, you had to take them over in round two. They demolished their competition.
Okay. I get it.
Yes, you should have that by Tuesday, according to the mail. They already said it left Philadelphia, so it is definitely headed for there.
Loaded up this week and then get ready to go this week.
Oh, yes. Upcoming shows, we got the Manhattans going up against the Impressions and Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes going up against Lake. So interesting byplay there as the Midwest continues. By the end of the week, we may hit the beginning of the Western Regional and finish round one. And then round two, we'll get into the serious begging, where the acts can do a full set and show their stuff off. So, but to answer a question that was asked by a Soul Patrol earlier on, basically an aria is a solo. Now, it's done with very little accompaniment. You may remember sometimes on our shows we play the mashup between Luciano Pavarotti and James Brown where he sings A Man and Woman. And Luciano plays off him and sings in Italian. Now, there's drama generated in that bit between the two tenors. and the byplay is great. But when I say that Marvin Jr.'s vocals in I Can Sing a Rainbow, Love is Blue is an aria, I'll see it from the standpoint of there's very little participation from the background singers. Chuck Barksdale riffs a little bit on bass, but for the most part, Marvin takes this over. And his response is no different than Rigoletto the Dwarf or Pagliacci the Clown, you know, with his melancholy at the end as the strings continue on and they get to the climax. The denouement afterwards is that, yes, he's sad and he's missing baby and all the other good shit. Now, we only hear that, at least I can only hear that in something that's not considered an aria in that particular song and Bernadette by the Four Tops. And Levi Stubbs does his thing. You know, it's a declaration of love, and I just love the way that he goes and approaches it. So, just something for y'all to pick up on if you haven't picked up on it already. Now, any last words before I go back to work, G? And I think we're going to have to go into jukebox mode because time is up against us here. What do you say?
Well, I went up against time today, too. So tomorrow night at 4 o'clock, it will be part two of summer songs and 4th of July songs. Part two tomorrow.
We like that. Part two summer songs. You know you get to have some hot pants in the summertime.
Ow! I got to play that, too. Get that,
I love that stuff. There's nothing worse than looking at a pair of hot pants that ain't hot.
I was like 15 years old, and I was like, oh my Lord.
Yeah, I remember when they first came out, boy. But you know the dramatics ain't singing, hey there girl, you sure look good in those warm pants. No, they gotta be hot.
Oh.
They gotta be hot pants.
Hot pants, lady.
That's right, hot pants. Not tepid pants, not lukewarm pants, hot pants. That is definitely a summer song. Looking forward to listening to it. Now, before I go, again, any last words, Jay?
No, wash your hands. Get the vaccine. And please, guys. Be careful out there with these fireworks. We had 3 fires last week. You can't do that.
Wow.
But,
oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's dry as a bone in here, y'all. Be careful. You know, we don't want to go into watching the West Coast burn down and whatnot. They're already in bad shape out there. They're running out of water. They don't know what else to do. They can't shower longer than 2 minutes. It's like, you know. Make sure they East Coast ain't so bad.
My daughter had to evacuate for 6 hours.
No shit. Where is she again, G?
Albany is about 5 miles from each other. 5 miles away.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, by all means, everybody out there on the West Coast, please be safe. Please be safe.
Yes.
And be careful with that fire. And while we're telling you to be careful with that fire, go wash your ass. Find that shit. While y'all still got water out there, you better use it to wash your ass. Nothing is worse than barbecue onions and ass gravy. We don't want to smell all that shit. No. No, go wash your ass. Shit, I had to wash my ass today, too. And while you're at it, make sure somebody else's ass is getting washed as well. You know, wash their ass, too. You know, we can't have enough of that stuff out here. So, yes, please, be clean and play nice. Mm-hmm. Having said that...
You're so funny, man. You're hilarious.
I'm going to take 50 cents and put in the jukebox. And if you want some jukebox action yourself, holler us up on Cash App at $STRITR. We will play specific for you. If it's party stuff that you'd like or stuff celebrating a special person, drop it into the jukebox.
Can I make a request this week, jukebox?
Yes, you can.
I'd like to make a request this week, jukebox. You can play anything, but everything, I'll be careful.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we take care of that. We'll get you on the jukebox tip. But for now, I'm just going to give you guys a sample of what you can hear, whatever you want. We've been into this for a long time, and I've loved music ever since I heard the Courageous Cat theme when I was 6 years old. I love that shit. Anyway, y'all take care. If you're out there traveling or working late, please, once you go safe, stay safe and be safe. Once you get from A to B and back to A, okay. So we will play out. Hit the jukebox. We'll see you soon. Coming up on next show, Manhattans versus the Impressions. And Al Melvin and the Blue Notes versus Lakeside. For myself, DJ Gray, y'all take care.
Yes, sir.
That's when we can get out of here. You always mess up my segue. Seriously.
Make a smile for me. Lately I've been so lonely, and a smile might make these blues go away. Stay a while with me. Can't you tell I've been lonely, and a smile from you might make it a nicer day. Close your eyes and dream of a sunny place. Watch the world light up when you smile. Stay with me and smile at me, sunny face. Chase the clouds away with your smile. Make a smile for me. Lately I've been so lonely, and a smile from you might make these blues go away. Stay a while with me. Can't you tell I've been lonely, and a smile from you might make it a nicer day. Close your eyes. Watch the world light up when you
Yeah.
No, love, don't want your waiting in vain. No, no, no. Molly, taking us to the top of the hour. I got a quarter left. I got three more to play. And I got to get my black band on out of here. For everybody, next week, of course, the Hump Day Special, Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern. We will present our next portion of the biggest tournament next week as well. The Manhattans will go up against the Impressions. And Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes will go up against Lakeside. Here the first of the funk bands, Big from the Love Side. And a normal assortment of goodies on the Hump Day Special. Enough of a menu there to provide good food for thought for everybody. So again, show your love. Cash App, STRITR. The jukebox is open for you. You play, you say, you play. But having said that, it's time for me to take it out of here. Everybody, please, be good, stay good, and be careful in that weather. Take care of yourself. When I was joking about the West Coast, it was no joke. They are running out of water out there. Be careful, conserve, watch what you do with your matches, fireworks, all that shit. Be double careful out there. I got a vested interest out there now. My people's out there as well. I want them burning up and roasting because somebody was careless. So everybody, please take care. I'm going to give it to the cookies for a hot second. Everybody, I will see you next week. All of us here at the tree. Ciao.
Everybody says he's lazy.
Well,
good to me, and it's all I care about. Shut your mouth.
The world go round, and love, baby, makes the seesaw go
up and down,
and it makes trees grow tall, and the most important thing of all, it makes the boy and girl, oh, say they feel so fine now.
You know, he's got holes all in him and shit. But, you know, never let the truth get in the way of a good story. Independence Day, my black ass. Black people are still treated like less than a human being. And I'm not down with that shit. So fuck the 4th of July and all this other bullshit that they talk about. And just in case you think this is just the random rantings of a brother, you know, think about how our own people stab us in the back. Chris, here, this little bullshit that happened to Dr. King.
What you're speaking to witness now is the man who came by to get King to take him to dinner. And 30 years later at a press conference, he slipped because God do baffle your mind sometimes. You look
the activities are geared especially for the young who did not have a chance to get to feel or to know what the civil rights movement actually was about. Even as they marched, now they could have stopped in a hotel, but when you think about marching from Memphis to Jackson or Jackson to Memphis, that went a hotel. You stayed in churches, you stayed in people's homes. And that's how we got over, that's how we got through. The struggle was a spiritual struggle. You couldn't pay people to do what we had to do. You couldn't pay people to stand before mad dogs and fire hoses and billy clubs and cattle prods. It was strictly a spiritual and moral movement. So we wanted that dimension to be in the pilgrimage to Memphis. We will revisit the mountaintop speech site. That's the Mason's Temple, where Dr. King made his last address, which he almost didn't make, because the night that we were having that rally, there were tornado warnings, and he was behind on the Poor People's Campaign. And he said, you guys go on over and have the rally. I'm going to stay at the motel and work on the Poor People's Campaign. When we got there and Dr. Abernathy walked in and Jesse Jackson walked in and I walked in and others, people started clapping because they thought Martin was behind us. And so Ralph's preacher said to him, this is not our crowd. And he went to the phone and called Dr. King and said, any of the marches that we had in those days, you have an opportunity to bring the children and bring the family and march with us. And when I finished sharing with them the last hour of Dr. King's life, a hurry. But that gave me the wonderful privilege of spending the last hour on earth. Three preachers in a room, Abernathy, King, and Kyle. And we spent that last hour together in room 306 at the Lorraine Motel. The press is always curious, and writers, what went on? What did you talk about? I said, we just talked preacher talk. What preachers talk about when they get together?
Y'all pay the eyeballs and all that. What you fixing to hear now?
About a quarter of six, we walked on the balcony, and he was talking to people in the courtyard. He stood here, and I stood there. Only as I moved away, so we could have a clear shot, the shot rang out.
Thank you.
I turned around, and then I knocked him back on the balcony. Listen.
Wait, listen.
Only as I moved away so they could get a clear shot. Think about that. My country, 'tis of thee, huh? Mm-hmm. Piss off on liberty. You know? My man Eddie Griffin was right. The brothers don't get away clean. No. No matter how pure their intent, no matter how noble their effort, and what's even worse, they're set up by their own. That's what I'm going to think about this July 4th, Independence Day, my black ass. Good night.